it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
This one from Brendan. G'day, boy. No, I'm not related. He's not one of the clan. G'day, boys. Regarding this South Sydney mess, the club is controlled and run by the players. These players think they're above the law, above the game, and above taking orders from the coach. I don't care if you're Craig Bellamy, Wayne Bennett, or Superman. It is going to be very difficult for anyone to get that club firing unless you get those players in line. That was Brendan from Brisbane.
But when it comes to getting rid of coaches, Andrew, no sport on the planet is more ruthless than the round ball game, surely.
Oh, yeah.
No sport gets close to football.
Is that the lead in to Mark Bosnitz coming to the program? Stan Sports, he's been on deck this morning with the Champions League and loving it. 2-2 draw, Bayern Munich and Real Madrid. Mark Bosnitz, come in.
Top of the morning to you both.
Top of the morning to you, Mark.
Come on, Bozza. When it comes to sacking coaches in football, head office has patience of a second, if that.
Well, yeah, not all clubs. So a lot of clubs do, but not all clubs. And a lot of clubs as well, you got to understand, remember, there's far more people that play our game and are managers in our game than there is in AFL. I heard Jared Waitley before. I mean, you'd be lucky to get a million participants, I would say, around the world in AFL and rugby league. So there's far more choice as well. So that people have got far more options.
Yeah, good point.
And the other thing is, well, they are paid so well that, for example, you know, if you sack somebody after 2 years, they, you know, they might have earned somewhere in the range of you know, $30 to $40 million anyway. So there are always people waiting. This is at the top clubs. Mm. At the other end of the scale, there's differences. But if you have a look at you know, at some of the greatest managers, they've had some of the longest times at the club. Sir Alex Ferguson comes to mind, Arsene Wenger. Then you had the Roman Abramovich here at Chelsea, where he thought 3 years was enough for any manager. But you couldn't complain because domestically, that means in England, out of all the clubs, they won the majority of trophies during his reign. So different strokes for different folks. But like I said, we've got, you know, so much more choice than the two, like than NRL and AFL. But just a quick word on Jason Demetriou. It was round 11 last season in the NRL. Well, they were top of the table.
Yep.
So something's gone drastically wrong. Now, when things go well in sport, rightfully so, the top players and the manager just in behind get all the praise and generally, you know, the top contracts. But when they don't go well, the manager gets sacked and those same top players have got to take responsibility. There's a lot of players in that dressing room, in my opinion, looking from the outside in. I'm not a rugby league person per se, but I love my rugby league. But we've got blood on their hands this morning. If they think when a new man's going to come in that he's not going to know exactly what got the previous man sacked, they've got a rude awakening coming. Because if South Sydney want to get back to the glory years, as they keep saying, then basically they're going to have to run things a little bit different.
Honestly,
looking at it from
the outside. With you. Strong words, Bozza. Well,
it makes it tough on the interim, and it makes it all the more important to get the right man coming in, which would lend weight to the Wayne Bennett argument. I want to go to Bozza. Given you've been coached by big-name successful managers, Bozza, what is that most important quality a coach/manager has to bring to an environment to make sure he doesn't get sacked like Jason Demetriou has? What's the one thing top of the list?
To know your players. So that helps your man management. So there are some players that can be treated a little bit differently, but the other players have got to understand that and accept that. And the players who are getting treated differently because they are a little bit special have also got to take that, you could say, honour, if you like, and not abuse it. As soon as they start abusing it too many times in front of the other players and the manager does, or coach, whatever, does nothing about it, then he loses face in front of the whole team.
Even though
those players who are the special ones are a minority,
okay,
and people are glad to say, oh, I'm so happy to have so-and-so on my team, is how brilliant he is.
No.
Once you stop being brilliant and then you're not towing the line as well, if you're being brilliant, the rest of the team are pretty much okay, whatever, same with the supporters. Mm. But if you stop being brilliant and you don't toe the line as well and then the manager does nothing about it, then you know who's going to go? It's going to be the manager, because in team sport, far easier to replace one man than it is to replace whatever.
Well, no one sees that. No one sees that at Melbourne with Craig Bellamy, and that evidence with what happened with Nelson Asifa-Solomona to start the season. No, he's not ready. We're not picking him. He may be a superstar player in our ranks, but we're not picking him. Bozza, quick.
Yeah, well, they've got a little bit. I've got to say, just before we get onto the football side, but a little bit different, right, when you've got the success like Craig Bellamy behind you. So Jason Demetriou is pretty much starting off. But for me, like I said, when they look at this, remember this time last year, round 11, I was actually thinking about, you know, South Sydney could really win this.
Yeah.
And to see them not even make the top eight and all that stuff with Sam Burgess, and it's a disaster. So they're going to look a little bit deeper. And they've made the change, yes. And people were saying, oh, I think they've had this in mind for a couple of weeks now. And I think you'll find that the person who's going to come in has known about it. But they're going to look a little bit deeper in terms of what's been going on, because that's a massive turnaround in 12 months.
Bozza, Champions League, advantage Real Madrid, 2-2 with Bayern, but that was in Munich. Yep. They go back home now.
Oh, yeah, definitely advantage Real Madrid. But Bayern Munich were tremendous this morning. But just goes to show, as in all sports, if you don't take your chances, in the first part of each half of the game, Bayern Munich were exceptional. They didn't take their chances in the first half. Real Madrid had one big chance, one goal, clinical. And the second half, Thomas Tuchel, the Bayern Munich coach, made some changes. He brought on Guerrero. He swapped Leroy Sané and Musiala, who he'd swapped originally, taken a gamble with. And they went and they played excellently again, went 2-1 up. And then as in the first half, Bayern Munich, in the middle of the half, started to come back in it, were rightfully awarded a penalty. And Manuel Neuer, the Bayern Munich goalkeeper, also made an excellent save, one-on-one from Vinicius Jr. Bayern Munich have not won in regular time or extra time at the Bernabeu since 2000-2001. They have won in 2011-2012, but on penalties. And I think to go through, a little bit like I was saying last time when Arsenal had to go to the Bayern Munich arena, I don't think Arsenal, that was my opinion, wouldn't win in normal time or extra time. I have to go to penalties. I think that'll be the same for Bayern Munich this time. I think it'll have to go to penalties for them to have a chance. Real Madrid have only lost two games all season, and that's to Atletico Madrid, and both those games were away from home. So I really can't see them losing.
A good man, Bozza, and we'll be watching in tomorrow morning when Dortmund play PSG. Mark Bozic, as always, great to have you on the program talking a couple of sports.
Take care, gentlemen.
There we go. The one and only Bozza right here on Breakfast with Vossi and the artist formerly known as the Love Muscle. It's now just Matt Russell.